So the next equation that we'll need to use is surface area. And the surface area is the area of the base plus the area of the four sides. And the equation would be x squared plus 4xh. And this equation equals 108, which we know because of the original question. So this would be our secondary equation because it does not, it's just used to help us find, it's just used in order to get another variable. Okay, so because we need the volume to be maximized, we need to express it with only one variable to take the derivative. And to do so, we will make the surface area equation just equal to h. So which this would equal 108 minus x squared divided by 4x. And then we substitute that into the primary equation. Okay, so in order to find the maximum volume using this equation, you have to take the derivative so you can find the critical numbers. So the derivative of that equation would be dv dx is equal to 27 minus 3x squared over 4. And to find the critical numbers of that, you set it equal to 0. So that shows that the critical numbers are x equals positive and negative 6. And so obviously negative 6 is not a feasible answer because it's the side length. So we find that x is just equal to 6. And to find the exact dimensions, you plug it back into the original equation. So v equals 6 squared times h. And to find h, you actually input 6 into this equation. And you get that it equals 3. And so the dimensions of the box are 6 by 6 by 3. 6 by 6 by 3 inches, and that is the dimensions of the box that will produce the maximum volume.